Back now with Day to Day, just a third of 13-year-olds can write a cogent essay. Only a fourth of high school seniors can. Those are the results of a new national survey. Amanda Avalon helped oversee the report from the National Assessment Governing Board. It's known as the nation's report card. And she is also an eighth grade English teacher in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, those statistics sound pretty grim. Any good news?
Well, yes, there is some good news, and that is when it comes to things like the nation's report card, we're always very interested in trend. And if we look at that perspective, we see considerable signs that things are moving in the right direction. Scores rising in virtually every racial and ethnic group, genders, it's really across the board. And that part of it, I think, is encouraging.
But the report indicates that two-thirds of 13-year-olds can't write proficiently.
Definitely. That's the other side of the coin, is we celebrate the movement in the right direction, and at the same time, we recognize that we are certainly not done. If you look at the rising scores, a lot of the growth has been in the lowest performers, the 10th and the 25th percentile, for example. And so what I'd like to see happen next as an educator is seeing similar score gains at the higher levels so that more and more students are performing at that proficient level.
Mm-hmm. So why are the scores improving? Is it because of No Child Left Behind?
Oh, that's a great question, and everyone always wants to ask that. And I think trying to find causation is something that, you know, the data will not tell us that, and that's sort of the goal of policymakers and secondary analysis.
There are some statistics in this report that are quite eye-opening, and one is that boys do a lot worse than girls.
Absolutely. That was an aspect of the report that really caught my attention as an English teacher. One of the things that has occurred to me is there may be lower expectations for boys in the area of literacy. We may be sending a message somehow that boys are not able to write. And from my own experience in the classroom, I do know that boys tend to have a lower sense of self-efficacy when it comes to writing. Even if they are performing well, they tend to think that they're not good writers.
So they tend to think, well, writing, that's a girl thing and I shouldn't try?
To some extent. They defer to their female classmates. Even my strongest boys, when I told them about the report right before I went to Washington, they said, well, what are you going to say about boys and writing? And I said, well, I'm going to say that there's no reason why boys can't write as well as girls from my experience. And they looked at me and they said, is it too late for you to change your topic, Ms. Avalon? They really didn't believe in themselves as writers.
So what would you do as a teacher to teach differently to get boys' scores up?
Well, personally, again, this is just speaking as a classroom teacher who's been teaching for more than 20 years. I experiment with boys by allowing for both genders as much topic choice as possible. I also tried just this year for the first time something that seems to violate the rules of good writing, and I had the kids write in teams. It perked boys up. They like to tap into a notion of perhaps a competitive element. And so I think that there's a long way to go still in research about ways that we can have the same high standards for all students, but perhaps explore new ways to invite students to show us their best work.
Amanda Avalon is an eighth grade teacher in Boulder, Colorado, also a member of the National Assessment Governing Board, which issued the nation's report card this week. And Ms. Avalon, thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here.